Monday, 22nd day of January, and we begin our program with Morning Money and Quint Tatro with Jewel Financial. Quint, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jack. How are you?
How's that for a theme song?
I love it. Loved it. Very good. I'm still getting used to just coming in right off the gate.
Yep.
You know, it's good. I like it.
How you doing?
I'm great. Watching the markets here, quite surprised, actually. Futures are off only a hair as we enter the third day of government shutdown.
Yeah.
My opinion, complacency is sort of ruling the day, and I think if this lingers on, we could see certainly more weakness enter the market. But, yeah, the S&P and NASDAQ are only down about one-tenth, while oil, copper, gold, silver, all the commodities are trading higher. So interesting to start. We don't have a lot of economic data on tap, which is fine because everybody is going to be watching Congress, which means earnings like Wynn Resorts and Netflix, they'll take a back seat. But late last night, you probably know McConnell announced that the Senate would try to vote today to fund the government through the 8th of February. I think that's what the market is expecting, or again, we'd be seeing more red today. So we'll have to watch how that plays out.
Yeah, you got a financial fact for us this morning?
Of course. Most people, you know, would assume that during a government shutdown, we're not spending any money, and thus we're saving money, right?
Yeah,
well,
that's true.
It's actually in the exact opposite of that. In 2013, the last time we had a government was shut down for 16 days, which resulted in $24 billion hit due to lost productivity and accrued expenses. This is what I think people don't understand, is these expenses accrue. They don't just go away. They're ultimately paid, but they're accruing the whole time. This year, the estimate is that we would lose approximately $6 billion a week, or a little less than $1 billion each day the government remains closed.
Oh, my mercy.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Quint. Have a good day.
All right, Jack. Take care.
Bye.